This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Monday and Tuesday saw heat advisories across parts of southeast Colorado as temperatures climbed past triple digits in Pueblo and Lamar. Advisories were issued in the Southern Front Range counties first, despite higher temperatures in the lower Arkansas River Valley. Eric Peterson with the National Weather Service in Pueblo says urban development is a significant factor in determining where advisories are issued.
The temperature at the airport might be the low to mid-90s, it could be as much as 10 to 20 degrees hotter in spots that have a lot of pavement, not a lot of shade.
He says concrete and asphalt amplify high temperatures in cities, while open green space in rural areas can temper the summer heat. Colorado's Democratic lawmakers are pushing federal officials to improve working conditions at the Federal Correctional Institute in Englewood. CPR's Caitlin Kim has details.
Colorado's Democratic representatives and senators want the Bureau of Prisons to address understaffing and, quote, unsustainable working conditions at FCI Englewood, a low-security correctional institution in Jefferson County. They're pushing for a 25% retention bonus to all staff, as well as a special pay rate. In a letter led by Congresswoman Brittany Pederson, the lawmakers say current employees are overworked and forced to take on additional responsibilities to keep the prison running. Earlier this year, staff walked out and picketed over low pay and understaffing. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The remains of a World War II soldier from Colorado will be buried in Florence tomorrow. Records show that Clifford Strickland died in a Japanese prisoner of war camp in the Philippines in 1942. His body stayed there for 70 years in a cemetery in Manila. His remains were identified last year through laboratory analysis. Strickland was a native of Fowler, Colorado, southeast of Pueblo. This is CPR News, NKRCC.